Escalating violence against Palestinian residents of Gaza venturing into the buffer zone along the Israeli border has forced a halt for the last 3 weeks in the residents' weekly protest marches, one of the few ways in which they can nonviolently resist their imprisonment. In less than a week, two Gazans working near the border, one farmer and one collecting scrap, were shot and killed by Israeli soldiers manning the watchtowers. This has led some residents to fear that the start of a new war in Gaza may be just around the corner.
When you live in Gaza, instability is something you get used to. You're always thinking, what if there's a new war? What if there's a new war? There's been lots of escalating violence these days, so I just hope we get out of it alive. I hope the world won't allow this.
That was Jahan Alfara, a 20-year-old English literature student. Reports have been circulating in the Israeli media for the last year that preparations are underway for another war. The Jerusalem Post reported late last year that, ahead of a potential new conflict with Hamas in the Gaza Strip, the IDF has drawn up plans to evacuate entire Palestinian villages and refugee camps from areas of conflict in the event of an Israeli incursion. Some Gazans interviewed dismissed these threats as mere saber-rattling, designed to keep them living in fear. This is a student named Mahmoud, who declined to give his last name.
The Israeli people, propaganda and strategy that they are following, they didn't give threats, they didn't give warnings, they just bomb, just destroy, just kill, without telling anything. They just would like the people here in Gaza to be free.
Even those who are taking the threats seriously only shrug their shoulders wearily, like 23-year-old teacher's assistant Samia Elwan.
Everybody in Gaza heard about this. All of our talk is now about the coming war. How are we going to prepare? Are we going to survive or not? It's all about expectations and keeping us like waiting. Are they going to attack or not? It's something which has to do with the psychological war they are playing. But at some point, I do feel worried and I do feel afraid. I'm not going to deny that. But at some point, I no longer care.
The tension is particularly acute in the military no-go zone that extends along the entire northern and eastern Gazan border with Israel, encompassing more than a third of the area's best land for farming. Israel says it needs to clear the land to protect itself from rockets. However, the main result has been to turn the area into a killing field, where Palestinians have been targeted for merely venturing onto their land. According to a Save the Children UK study, up to 70% of households living near the buffer zone have been either temporarily or permanently displaced at least once since the year 2000. 50% of the families have lost their source of income or livelihood during the same period. Sabra Azanin, who coordinates the weekly protest marches in the no-go zones, plans to resume the marches no matter what, with the support of international volunteers.
As long as there is occupation, there should be resistance. Since we live under occupation, according to international law, it is our legitimate right to resist.
This is Pam Bailey reporting.